Hey Beauty, in this episode, I talk about an amazing conversation and prayer time that I had with some friends at my homeschool co-op. I talk about what happened this past week that made me feel so joyful and energized. There are some really powerful nuggets in this episode. Before we get into the episode, I want to remind you of my free gift for you. It is called Hope for Your Health, a simple cheat sheet for getting started with holistic health God's way. If you're interested in this simple cheat sheet, go to herholistichealing.com/free. With all that being said, let's get into the show. Welcome to Her Holistic Healing. Do you want more energy and less anxiety so that you can do all the things? Are you searching for meal ideas, essential oils, and other holistic treatments? Do you wish you could know which direction to take with your health so that you could finally feel better? Hey, I'm Alexandra. I love Jesus. I'm a wife, mom of three, and registered nurse with years of experience in clinical research. I also wanted more energy so that I could have more fun and keep up with my growing child. I too was confused about all the different diet and treatment options. I too wanted to wake up every day and feel good, but I felt anxious because I couldn't solve the mystery of my health. Until God showed me that He is the source of true healing. In this podcast, you will learn holistic treatments and Bible truths that will lead you to the peace, joy, and freedom that you have been hoping for. So what do you say we take a break from the mind-numbing, humdrum busyness? Let's rest and let God be our healer and helper. Last Wednesday, I went to homeschool co-op, and it was one of those days where I was kind of just limping along. I just felt so discouraged about something that happened. I'm not going to be specific about it, but I was just feeling really down. I started talking to a few ladies in the homeschool co-op. We started talking about spiritual warfare. We started talking about different things that her family had experienced when it came to spiritual warfare and demons. I told her some of the things that I was upset about, some of the things that had been going on, and she prayed for me. There were three other ladies there, and they all started praying for me. I don't know her very well, but I could tell that she was a very strong woman of faith. When she was telling me about the spiritual warfare that she had experienced with demons and all that, she talked about different verses that she learned about in the Bible. I could tell that she was very devoted to God, and like I said, everything that she said, she went back to the Bible. She said that she had heard certain things from certain people, and she said she asked Holy Spirit to reveal certain truths in the Word. So I love the fact that she went back to the Bible each time. I think there are so many times where we can learn about spiritual warfare and demons and angels, all those types of things, and we just listen to these things. But it's really important for us to go back to the Bible. So I love the fact that everything that she said, she had scripture to back it up. So anyway, they prayed for me. And I promise you, after she prayed for me, I opened my eyes and my physical vision was sharper. Everything seemed brighter when I opened my eyes. I felt lighter. It was truly amazing. Somewhere in the conversation, we started talking about Matthew 18. I'm going to read you this parable. This is starting in verse 21. This is from the ESV version. Then Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." My friend at the homeschool co-op was telling me that she was telling me about this parable. I'm going to read verse 23 again. It says, "Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants." So Jesus is talking about forgiveness and settling accounts. And when he's telling the story, he's talking about the kingdom of heaven. So he's basically talking about how important forgiveness is. Jesus willingly forgave all our sins for free. When we look at the story, the king forgave the servant of his debts, but then the servant turned around and would not forgive a person who owed him money. He actually started choking him to get his money. So when the king found out about this, he brought the servant back and he let the jailers take him away. Verse 34, and in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. When she was telling me about this parable, it made me think of Ephesians 4:26. "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil." I have heard these passages growing up in church, but I never realized how important these concepts are until now. Let's go back to Ephesians 4:26 again. "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger." Why? Verse 27, "and give no opportunity to the devil." When we're angry at someone, when we're resentful, when we're bitter, when we're not letting it go, we're giving the devil a foothold. We're giving an opportunity for the devil to basically mess with us. After I had this conversation with my friends at homeschool co-op, I realized that there are so many times where I try to forgive someone, or I know that I should forgive, and so I try not to dwell on the offense. But when I really start to sit down and evaluate my feelings, how I act towards the person, and all of those things, basically, if I'm honest with myself, I don't always truly forgive someone. When we think about this parable once again with the king and the person that owed a debt, Jesus forgave our sin, right? He forgave the sin. He basically wiped the debt clean. When someone does something to offend us, or does something or sins against us, it doesn't mean that we forget about it, but we stop holding them accountable for it. We basically stop punishing them for what they've done. I'm not an expert on forgiveness or anything like that. And I know that some of you have been through some horrible things, things that I cannot even fathom. I'm not saying it's easy, but God does expect us to forgive people. So something else that another one of my friends said last Wednesday, she said that bitterness and resentful, it can be so she didn't use the word sneaky, but it can be so sneaky. We can just feel a little bit of resentment or a little bit of bitterness. And she said, whenever you are feeling that way, you ask God right away to take it away, to help you with it. Because like it says in that verse in Ephesians, we don't want to give opportunity to the devil. We don't want to give him that foothold. God has already given us the victory. Part of the problem is that when we hold on to that anger and that bitterness and resentment, part of our power is taken away because of things like this, because of anger and resentment and bitterness. In our conversation, we also talked about fasting. I want to read to you from Matthew 6:16. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Let me read the first part of that verse again. It says, and when you fast. So we were talking about how in the U.S., we don't really fast the way that Jesus calls us to fast. Like when we fast from social media or we fast from chocolate. But fasting in the Bible was different. Fasting, when people fasted, they fasted from food, food that sustains life. It's not bad to fast from social media or chocolate or things like that. I think that we have to start somewhere. I think that fasting will look different for everyone. Fasting is not a practice that I have been used to, but I feel like in the past couple years, God has been showing me just how important fasting is. So after I had this conversation with these amazing ladies at my homeschool co-op, I went home. I prayed about what fasting should look like for me. And for the first time ever in my life, I fasted for 36 hours. I just drank water for 36 hours. It's really crazy. I cannot comprehend how Jesus fasted. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, right? I feel like I just can't comprehend. But anyway, so I fasted for 36 hours. So I prayed throughout the day. It was still a working day and it was still a homeschool day. So everything was just as busy as usual. I did all my usual things, but I prayed throughout the day. Well, I started the day with prayer and worship. But then I went throughout my day. I prayed throughout the day. At the end of the day, I couldn't sleep. I was praying and worshiping. I was asking God to help me to forgive people, to get rid of the resentment that I had. I asked God to help me forgive a whole bunch of people. Forgiveness is a process, right? So I might have forgiven these people before, but if we let the resentment creep back up again, that's when we're giving the enemy that foothold. So I couldn't sleep, so I was just singing and praying for a while. I woke up the next morning. It was the end of my fast. As the day went on, I just felt so energized. I just felt so much joy. I was telling my friends I had not experienced that much joy since I was a kid going to church summer camp. I felt so joyful. I was standing at my standing desk, just dancing around. Think about this. I hadn't eaten, well, by that time I had broken my fast, but I had not eaten anything the previous day. I barely slept, but I felt physically energized. I felt so joyful. And I believe it was because I was letting go of that of bitterness and resentment. I was fasting, which is such a powerful tool. I might do an episode on that later. I just wanted to encourage you with that. I've said on the show before, I feel like God has called me into this podcast. He's called me to write my book. that came out last year, Discover God's Health Wisdom, Exposing 8 Common Myths That Keep You Sick. He called me to write that book. He called me to do this podcast because he has shown me how powerful his principles are for our health and our life. I mean, think about it. Once again, I had not eaten anything in the whole day, the previous day. I barely got any sleep. I didn't take any energy drinks or anything like that, but I just felt so energized. I felt so joyful. I share all this because I want us to know, I want us to remember that God is our healer. God provides so many simple, awesome ways for healing, for us to live the abundant life. And when I say abundant, I'm talking about abundance from a biblical perspective. I'm not saying that we're all going to be filthy rich or anything like that. So to recap, if you want spiritual victory, if you want more energy like I experienced, let's go back to the basics. Let's go back to number one, powerful prayer by ourselves or with other sisters in Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ. Forgiveness. We need to let go of bitterness and resentment. Just ask God to help you with that. And number three, fasting. We need to take these simple spiritual practices seriously, not because we have to do it, not because we feel guilty, but if we want to see spiritual victory, if we want to experience the freedom that God intended us to have, God tells us how to have that life. Just we need to stay connected with Him. We need to forgive. We need to fast. We need to do those things, these simple tools that God has given to us. Let's take them seriously. Let's pray about how we should fast because it will look different for every person. So your action step for today, if you're willing, is to just ask God how you should move forward. Maybe He wants you to have a more routine prayer time with Him. For me, I know I've said in other episodes that I'm really prioritizing sleep. I was trying to get 8 hours of sleep every night. I think now I'm discovering that 7 hours is just fine and I want to wake up earlier so I'll have extra time to pray. Maybe God wants to show you that you need to forgive someone that hurt you. He wants to set you free from that pain that you feel from that person. Maybe God wants you to start fasting. Maybe it is just from coffee or chocolate or social media. Maybe He wants you to fast more than that. Maybe it's just a meal that He wants you to fast. Maybe it's a week-long fast, a three-day fast. I don't know what it will look like to you, but if you're willing, your action step for today is to just ask Him. Ask Him how He wants you to move forward so that you can experience more energy and more spiritual victory in your own life. I'm so glad that you took the time to listen today. If you liked what you heard, will you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts so that this show can reach more people? And if you want to connect with me, go to herholistichealing.com. Matthew 11 verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
For you, it's easy and my burden is light.